Good morning. It is 8:07 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after.
Yes, and we have the pleasure of talking to writer Rebecca Yock this morning about all good things, the giant spoon.
The giant spoon.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you very much for coming on.
Yes, and it means a lot that you're on RDU as well because you, of course, were the creative director of RDU back in the 90s.
Ooh,
so this is a full circle moment.
It's very exciting. I'm very excited to be back on RDU. I love RDU. And I really enjoyed your 90s week. I had so much fun listening to it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank
That's
you.
So very kind of you.
Yes. So, The Giant Spoon, give us the elevator pitch, 60 seconds. How? What is in this book? So, I'll put you on the spot.
I could just read the blurb on the back, couldn't I?
Mm,
so, basically, there's a little girl called Ruby and a giant spoon lands in her back garden. So she gets all her mates and just does some really creative stuff in it. But then her mum says, I've had enough of this really giant spoon, this giant spoon in my back garden, so you're going to have to give it back. So then they've got to work out how to give it back to the giant, and then we meet an interesting giant at the end.
Mm. Wonderful. Oh, that was great. You nailed that.
It's lots of fun.
It's so much fun.
Me and Ben both read through it this morning and had lots of fun doing so. So I want to ask, what was the creation like for this book? How does one decide, I'm going to write a children's book and I'm going to write it about a big spoon, a giant spoon, if you will?
Well, when I had my own children, I realized how much I like reading picture books, children's picture books. Mm. And I think over the years I've dabbled with lots of different writing, and I think I have a very short attention span. And I think writing picture books is the best because you get to write this great short, snappy story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually thinking that I think being working back at RDU in the 90s really helped. I think writing radio ads kind of feels a bit like picture books. You know, you have a lot of fun with words. And you have to make a visual, you know, something visual happen with the words. So that's kind of, I just started playing around. And then it was actually my daughter, who was 4 at the time, and she was the equivalent of, I suppose, kindy back in, I was living in London at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she got this kindergarten report where they were learning about the relative size of things. And the teacher wrote that she had said to her, I have a giant spoon, it's bigger than a house, it's bigger than the giant. And for some reason, I found like there was this real poetry in the line of a giant spoon that's bigger than a house, it's bigger than the giant.
Yeah.
And so then I started to think, what would you do if a really massive spoon landed in your back garden? What would you do with it? So that's where the idea came from.
Wow, very cool. Well, they do a lot of fun things with that. I won't spoil all of them. They make a racetrack as one of them, and the other
say
one.
Say no more, Josh. Leave some for the book.
Yeah, you know what? I'll leave the rest. But racetrack is one of them, which I thought was a great idea when I was reading it.
Mm.
Was there any other ideas that you were like, this is something the kids would definitely do if a giant spoon landed in their backyard that you didn't get to include?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, actually. And now you've stumped me because I'm trying to think, were there any ideas? I don't know. I had a lot of, I don't know. I think I felt like I was, maybe I'm not as creative as I thought I was. What would you do with a giant spoon?
You know what? I thought when I was looking at it, you know how like when people like skateboard, you know, they use like old swimming pools to kind of, you know, use as like a little bowl. I'd do something like that, which is kind of similar to the racetrack, I'll be honest. But, you know, it works, you know, it'd be a little less steep than a swimming pool. You know, maybe someone like me who can't really skateboard might be able to handle it. You know, that'd be fun.
Maybe it could be like a giant mirror. You could reflect it.
That'd be good.
I like that. Yeah.
No, I have a very large silver spoon myself, so maybe next time I'm in Christchurch, I want to bring it with me.
I think you'll have to.
Which house doesn't have their favourite spoon?
Oh,
like
everyone's got one.
And this book would be my favourite spoon on a bookshelf. I've got to attest to the illustrations as well by Lucy Jollo. So throughout her childhood, she drew everything her vivid imagination could conjure up, and it definitely comes through in this book. Some very vibrant, punchy visuals as well to accompany the fantastic story, Rebecca. So what was it like working with Lucy?
Well, funnily enough, Lucy and I are old friends from back. We worked together. We first met about 15 years ago in London when we worked for the same company.
Mm.
And Lucy wasn't an illustrator then. And then when I came up with the idea for the book, I was talking to her and she said she really wanted to illustrate a kid's book. So we kind of worked together over lockdown to do it. And I think what's really cool is that traditionally often illustrators and writers don't get to work together.
Mm.
So you write a book and someone just takes your story and you never see the drawing, and you never know who's even going to draw it. So I think why it feels so special is that we sort of worked together.
Mm.
And Lucy's characters are just so characterful, and they've all got such great clothes on, and they've all got such awesome little personalities, every single one of their kids in the book. And so we had lots of fun, and it was a really collaborative thing. So Lucy's pitching the book in London, so that's all very... in Oxford, Lucy lives on a houseboat in Oxford. Could you think of any better place for an illustrator?
No, honestly, if someone was to ask me, all right, so you're making a character, they're an illustrator, give me like a real illustrator place to live. I'd totally. Be like, oh, Oxford on a townboat? And they'd be like, that's perfect.
And another thing she does with her time is she's a folk musician. So there you go. Wow.
There you go.
Just the most idyllic thing. So Lucy's awesome. So yeah, it was very lovely to work with her and to be so collaborative. And I think that pays off in the story because I think you can tell it's made with love.
Oh, undoubtedly.
Most definitely, yeah.
Well, it's been great talking to you this morning, Rebecca. I think everyone should go out and get the giant spoon.
Definitely. And we do actually, we're very lucky and thank you very much for this. We have a few to give away.
Yes.
So, if people would like to get their copy of The Giant Spoon, you can hear it flapping in the microphone, then text us in at 021-738-985 and let us know what you would do if a giant's giant spoon landed in your backyard. What would you use it for? And the most creative responses will win one of these wonderful books.
Yes, these copies. Thank you so much again, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you so much for having us, and I hope you're all okay there in Christchurch with the terrible weather and the floods and the rain. So, take care.
Thank you very much.
We're
trying our best to stay dry. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.